This is a phase one permutation hearing for Marquise Johnson, ADC number 228837. There are five board members present today for this hearing. Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, board chairman. The Honorable Louis Canonas, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Dillon. I'll be the hearing lead. Okay, Mr. Johnson is 33 years old, and he is serving a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. Mr. Johnson is asking for a 3.5-year reduction in his sentence. His current CSBD is July 7th, 2022, and if this reduction is granted, the CSBD would be July 8th, 2019. The offense involved two confrontations between Mr. Johnson and his victim. The first was an alleged confrontation between the victim and Mr. Johnson at Mr. Johnson's house. And that was on August 16, 2013. The victim went to Mr. Johnson's house to pick up the victim's girlfriend was at Mr. Johnson's house. The victim went to pick her up. There was an argument between the two men, and it escalated, but the victim left before it turned physically violent, but the girlfriend stayed. Then on August 18, 2013, the victim took some food to the house for his girlfriend. Mr. Johnson came out of the house with a shotgun, told the victim he needed to leave. As the victim took the reverse and started to drive away, Mr. Johnson shot through the windshield and hit the victim in the chest, causing severe physical damage. Had intestines messed up. Okay, and he required surgery to remove his gallbladder and repair his intestine. Mr. Johnson was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and misconduct involving weapons. He was tried and convicted by a jury in November of 2014. Due to aggravating circumstances, Mr. Johnson received 10 years for aggravated assault and a consecutive 2.5-year sentence for misconduct involving weapons. Mr. Johnson appealed the convictions and sentences, and everything was upheld. Mr. Johnson has requested this because he denies that he committed the offense, and that he denied it at the time, and in his application for commutation, he still denies having shot the victim. He states that there was no evidence linking him to the shooting. He did not get a fair trial, and his attorney was ineffectual. I was at the appeal. That was in part of what the appeals was about, and everything was still upheld. Mr. Johnson had a previous felony and somewhat of a criminal history, but because of the injuries, the fact that Mr. Johnson didn't try to seek medical attention for the victim, and the fact that Mr. Johnson left the scene were all aggravating circumstances, and although the maximum is, I think, 12.5 years for this offense, he got an aggravated offense, or sentence up to 10 years, the presumptive, I believe, is 7 years. So he got a little bit of aggravated sentence based on those three aggravating factors that he's criminal record. Based on the totality of the incident and the injuries to the victim, and also Mr. Johnson's denial of having been involved, even though it was really convicted him, I don't feel that the 10-year sentence is an excessive sentence. But we'll be listening to any discussion from my fellow board members. Ms. Rittenhouse?
Mr. Mayor, I apologize if you already said this and I missed it, but we do have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney dating January 25th, 2019, opposing any commutation to be granted to Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Any other Discussion, no discussion, okay. So based on all the information and Mr. Johnson's district, for Mr. Marquise Johnson, ADC number 228837, I move to not move Mr. Johnson forward to a phase two commutation at this time.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Agreed.
By Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Knopf, send this rule in the hearing.